July 6 through 12th. Alma chapters 30 through 31. The Virtue of the Word of God. Study Alma chapters 30 through 31 with the children you teach in mind. As you ponder their strengths and needs, the Holy Ghost will help you know how to teach them. Invite sharing. Invite the children to share answers to questions like the following. When should we pray? What do we say when we pray? Can someone share about how the Zoramites prayed or how Alma prayed? Teach the doctrine. Younger children. Alma chapter 30, verse 44. All things testify of God. Alma pointed to things in the sky and on the earth to testify that God lives and directs the universe. What things can you help the children see around them that testify of God? Possible activities. Read Alma chapter 30, verse 44 to the children and ask them to listen for things that Alma said to help us know God is real. Display pictures of some of these things and ask the children to point to the pictures when you read about them in the verse. Invite the children to draw pictures of things that help them believe in God. If possible, take a walk outside with the children or ask them to stand at a window as you read Alma chapter 30, verse 44. Ask them to point out things they see that help them know God is real. This week's activity page can also help. Ask the children to sit in a circle and sing together a song about God's creations, such as, My Heavenly Father Loves Me. See Children's Songbook, pages 228 through 229. While the children sing, invite them to pass around an object, such as a ball. When the music stops, ask the child holding the object to share one thing Heavenly Father created that he or she is grateful for. Alma chapter 31, verse 5. The Word of God is powerful. When children think of power, they may think of things like superheroes, queens, or kings. You can help them understand that the Word of God is more powerful than anything else. See Alma chapter 31, verse 5. Possible activities. Draw a sword on the board. Read Alma chapter 31, verse 5 to the children and invite them to listen for what Alma says is more powerful than a sword. Share an experience when the Word of God had a powerful influence on you. Sing together a song about the scriptures, such as Scripture Power. See music.churchofjesuschrist.org and ask the children to listen for how the scriptures help us. Repeat the phrase, The Word of God is more powerful than, several times, and ask the children to help you complete the phrase. Alma chapter 31, verses 8 through 35. Heavenly Father hears my prayers. Alma felt sad when he saw how the Zoramites prayed. See Alma chapter 31, verse 24. They didn't believe in Jesus Christ, and they always said the same prayers in a place where everyone could see them. See Alma chapter 31, verse 27. But Alma's prayer was humble and showed faith in Christ. Possible activities. Briefly summarize the story of Alma and the Zoramites for the children using verses from Alma chapter 31, verses 8 through 35. You could also use chapter 28, The Zoramites and the Ramiumptum. See Book of Mormon Stories, pages 78 through 80, or the corresponding video on churchofjesuschrist.org. Point out differences between the Zoramites' prayer and Alma's prayer. Invite the children to imagine they met one of the Zoramite children. What would they say to teach him or her how to pray? Help the children identify things the Zoramites said in their prayer. See Alma chapter 31, verses 15 through 18. As they help you build a Ramiumptum tower with blocks or rocks. Explain that this is not how we should pray. Ask the children how we should pray and let them remove a block or rock for each thing they mention. Teach the doctrine. Older children. Alma chapter 30. The Book of Mormon warns me against false teachings. Korihor's false teachings are described in the Book of Mormon to help us recognize and reject similar teachings in our day. Possible activities. Display some items, such as money or food, and toy imitations of these items. Which would the children rather have? Help the children search Alma chapter 30, verses 12 through 18, for lies or false teachings that Korihor taught about God. Help the children identify the lies Korihor taught and write them on strips of paper to put on the board. See Alma chapter 30, verses 12 through 18 and verse 24. Ask the children to search Alma chapter 30, verses 32 through 35, looking for ways Alma responded to Korihor's lies. Ask the children how they can know that the things Alma taught are true. Alma chapter 31, verse 5. The Word of God is more powerful than anything else. When have you felt the power of the Word of God? Consider how your experiences might inspire the children you teach. Possible activities. Invite the children to think of something or someone powerful, or show pictures of a few powerful things. What makes these things powerful? Read Alma chapter 31, verse 5 together and ask the children what they think this verse means. How is God's word more powerful than a sword? What does it have the power to do? Contact several children in advance and ask them to think of an experience to share in class when the scriptures or a talk from a church leader help them do something good. Why did the Word of God make them want to do good things? Sing a song with the children about the Word of God, such as Search, Ponder, and Pray, or Follow the Prophet. See Children's Songbook, page 109 and pages 110 through 111. They could also sing Scripture Power. See music.churchofjesuschrist.org. Alma chapter 31, verses 8 through 35. I can be humble. Of all of the mistakes that the Zoramites made, it was their pride that seemed to make Alma especially sad. This could be an opportunity to teach the children the importance of humility. Possible activities. Help the children understand the difference between pride and humility. See Pride and Humble, Humility in the Guide to the Scriptures. Ask the children to take turns reading Alma chapter 31, verses 24 through 28, or read together chapter 28, The Zoramites and the Remeomptim. See Book of Mormon Stories, pages 78 through 90. As they read, ask them to notice how the Zoramites showed that they were prideful. How did Alma show he was humble? See Alma chapter 31, verses 30 through 33. Divide the children into groups and ask each group to decide on an answer to questions like these. What did the Zoramites set their hearts on? See Alma chapter 31, verses 24 and 28. What are some worldly things that people set their hearts on today? Why might people think they are better than others? When each group shares an answer, let them draw part of a Remeomptim tower on the board. Then ask them to erase parts of the tower each time they think of a way they can show humility. Encourage learning at home. Invite the children to teach their families something they learned about the power of the Word of God today. Improving our teaching. Help children learn from the Scriptures. Young children may not be able to read much, but you can still engage them in learning from the Scriptures. For example, you could read a passage and invite them to stand up or raise their hand when they hear a specific word or phrase. Then help them understand the word or phrase. See Teaching in the Savior's Way, pages 20 through 21.